Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Passing the Mamdani numbers, what does AOC's future have in store? Can Chuck Schumer hold on? All this and a great deal more analysis on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
So everybody has to ask themselves why. It has nothing to do with health care. The subsidies that they're saying is the issue is not the issue. That is an issue for the end of the year. December 31 is when that expires. So Congress has 3 months to negotiate that. Certainly we could work on it in the month of October to find some consensus.
So that's everybody knows it's the Speaker of the House, right? Everybody knows it's him. So, yeah, Mike Johnson. I liked his press conference. I thought he had a good press conference today where he was explaining all of this. And it was, I think it made a lot of sense. And he explained it in a way that, I mean, hopefully the press will understand this, because you can tell that a lot of the members of the press asking questions about this don't quite understand how the process works. Or they do, and they're just being disingenuous. Because this isn't a difficult thing to figure out. I mean, good heavens. They passed the CR, and it was good enough for Democrats to vote for it once already. There you have it. Welcome to the show. Dana Lash with you. This is the radio program. You can watch us do the radio show at Channel 347 on DirecTV. And you can also watch us on X and Facebook, the chats at Rumble, all that good stuff. So we've got the latest with that. They're apparently going to be bringing it up. We're going to have another vote coming up on that. And maybe. I was reading this piece, and I'm going to pull this up from the Wall Street Journal this morning, where I think it's interesting because previously, in the administration, there were a lot of questions about leaks, a lot of questions about how tight of a ship POTUS was running, because so many things were leaking to the press, right? And Kane and I, we've talked about that ad nauseum on this program, like the first administration. I mean, my gosh, like so many things leaked to the press. And it wasn't in a way that was advantageous for the White House, which is a signal that it was not a White House leak. It was, you know, someone trying to hurt the administration. So I say that because when I was reading this piece this morning from the Wall Street Journal, it said, White House senses political risk on healthcare despite shutdown bravado. Trump aides are discussing proposals to extend Obamacare subsidies on which millions of Americans rely. Now, before anybody reacts to it, just think of this for a moment, because I think the story here with this Wall Street Journal piece is that this leak, when you read the story, it's very favorable in terms of advantageous to the administration. And I think this was someone from the administration leaking per Trump's request so as to get a more favorable footing with negotiation. They're pressuring on negotiation, I think, because John Thune and the White House had both said, there's not going to be a negotiation so long as the government shut down. We're not negotiating. You pass the damn thing. And as Mike Johnson, and one of the reasons why that soundbite was a little long that we came in with, is he was explaining very clearly, look, here's the whole thing. We don't have anything to negotiate with because we didn't put anything in there. Mike Johnson said that they didn't, and they really didn't, which was one of the reasons why it passed the House. I mean, this was one of the reasons why a lot of conservatives were ticked off at Mike Johnson and Republicans, because they didn't have a lot of big conservative wins in this bill. It was pretty much a straight, you know, CR. I don't like it. We're going to talk to Senator Rand Paul later on in the show. He doesn't like it. But this idea that this is the Republicans that messed all this up, again, they passed it in the House to push it through, and Democrats are saying, well, we need some more concessions. What other concessions are they supposed to make? They don't have any conservative agenda items in there. They don't, and as Johnson said, they don't have anything to negotiate with. They don't have any other things to take out. They don't have anything. So what are they expected to do? That's just it. So Democrats are really, I think, over their skis with a lot of this. In this Wall Street Journal piece, what it suggests is that, maybe, you know, they can, you know, if Democrats want to, you know, consider it, maybe we'll consider some of the subsidies. I don't think necessarily that's true, but ending the Obamacare subsidies, and I hate Obamacare. I was negatively, I, you know, it's not just me. I'm sure there's tons of other people that were out there negatively impacted by Obamacare, literally the worst healthcare. It is such a disaster. I could sit here and spend the entire show telling you how horrible it is. We lost doctors. I lost actual specialists, pediatric specialists. We literally had to change doctors because of Obamacare. One of my dear friends who had breast cancer, was fighting breast cancer in St. Louis, had to find a different doctor in the middle of it because Obamacare would not cover her specialist. That is a fact. And there are a lot of other people out there who went through the same damn thing, paying three times more for just heinous coverage. That being said, the subsidies, Democrats and Republicans both, neither of them, I don't think either of them, Republicans just really pooed the bed with us. There were a lot of opportunities they had to try to weaken it, try to strip it out. We warned you back in 2010 when they passed this that it was going to be, it's fait accompli, it's done, it's going to stay. But it has for the most part. And they're Republicans, and this is what the Wall Street Journal piece touches on, they're going to have problems with the subsidies too. The Wall Street Journal writes that ending them is going to result in higher premiums for 20 million people. Of 75 congressional districts where at least 10% of the population is enrolled in Obamacare, 62 are in red-leaning Florida, Georgia, and Texas, according to Kaiser Family Foundation. More than half of the 62 districts in those states are represented by Republicans. GOP strategists have warned of the fallout of the expiration of this. Trump's pollster, Tony Fabrizio, issued a memo in July outlining the risks for Republicans for not acting. They said that by broad bipartisan margins, voters want to see tax credits extended. They don't want to see that expired. And they said that talking about the Obamacare subsidies. So there is, Democrats get hurt in this more than Republicans do, but Republicans can also get hurt of this. I don't think that they're going to be able to repeal Obamacare. They can barely pass a fart in the House and the Senate. What do you mean that you think they're going to pass a repeal of Obamacare when they had more of a margin to pass Obamacare during the first term? They weren't able to do it. So the extending the tax credits is pretty much the only thing that they can do at this point. And I understand that this is the cards that you have. It doesn't mean acknowledging that extending the tax credits gives Republicans a little bit more of a lifeline is not saying that you like Obamacare. That's a mental abortion to make that argument. And we don't believe in mental abortions or abortions otherwise. So I don't know, John. So this is what Thune is signaling, that, well, we might be able to kind of negotiate. Now, they pulled that so as to have a carrot. That's because that's really actually all they have to negotiate. This is, again, one of the reasons why everybody hated this thing on the right, because it was just, it's still such a trash bill. It's just garbage. So with this, what they're looking to do is basically it's more advantageous for them to do this. It's advantageous for them. It helps Democrats out more while preventing Democrats from getting anything else. But here's the problem. We're going to do this again in 7 weeks. This is the downfall of not having a budget. So coming up, we're going to talk about how can you believe this guy in the UK carries out a terrorist attack? Well, alleged terrorist attack in the UK, right? And his dad loved what Hamas did on October 7th and talked about it online. And the guy's name is literally Jihad. Wonder what the motive was. That's a tough one. We're going to talk about that. We also have Charles Payne coming up. We're going to talk with him real fast, coming up at the bottom of this first hour. As we move, our partners that help bring you the program, our friends over at Burnagun. It's always important. Look, I tell you this all the time. I have no problems using lethal force to protect myself and my loved ones. But I also realize that there are times when you're not able to carry because of municipal restrictions or private property restrictions or asinine laws that say 18-year-olds can go and carry full auto in defense of their country and foreign lands, but heaven forbid they're not responsible enough to carry a 9mm semi-automatic pistol here at home if they're living alone and going to college. That being said, this is where the Burnagun comes in. You believe in diversification of weapons. That's why you have rifles and pistols and different calibers and blades, etc. This is just adding to the diversification of your self-defense array. Burnagun shoots chemical irritant projectiles projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. When you compare it to a regular stun gun that has one or two rounds, the Bernagun outmatches it by 15-round shot capacity per cartridge. No recoil. Easy target acquisition. The CL, the compact launcher, is the most compact model that they have. It's the size of an iPhone. And there's no gun-free zone sign that matters to the Bernagun. It doesn't care about gun-free zones. It's legal in all 50 states. You can buy it online and have it shipped to your door. There's no fees. There's no background checks. There's absolutely nothing that is barring you from being able to make sure that you have a means with which to defend yourself. Visit Byrna.com/Dana. It's the Byrna CL, BYRNA.com/Dana. Byrna, ready when you are.
Should property taxes just come to an end? Truly owning your own home shouldn't be a piggy bank for government to extract revenue. Property taxes will forever make you not an owner, just nothing more than a serf on the Lord's manor.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Wow, this is a headline. Kane always tries to find me the most depressing stories.
I do.
And to start, I think you just want to see the reaction. So this dude is accused of decapitating a sea lion and putting its head in a plastic bag. He says they're all lies. I really would love a pet sea lion. He says that the government circulated a photo of him seeking to identify a suspect accused of sawing off a sea lion's head and carrying it away in a plastic bag. It's the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Fisheries Law Enforcement. Golly, could you shorten your department name? They released a photo. They offered a $20,000 reward. He's like, he goes, I didn't do it. I did not decapitate this animal. He said he was at the beach with his daughter. But there was a Monterey resident who said, I literally saw you and your daughter and you were leaning over this thing, prodding it with a knife. So I don't know. He apparently told her, we're just taking the head. And he wanted the skull, I guess, to dry it. So was it already dead or did he kill the thing and then cut its head off? Because if he killed the thing and cut its head off, I'm all about tying a giant stone to his feet and then throwing him out into the bay. All for that. So I don't know. I just think people also need to chill a bit. Just a smidgen. Let's see. Poor sleep can age your brain by a year, according to studies. But what if you're a person who only needs like 6 hours of sleep? I can't sleep longer than 6 hours. Because then I feel like I'm being punished because I just have to lay there and like I can't go back to sleep. And it's like when you're a little kid and you're told to go take a nap and you lay there and you're like, this is not happening for me. I'm not a napper. So I don't know. This is obvious, though. Healthy sleep, blah, blah, blah. How many more studies do you need? Google reveals home AI that can see if your kids stay up past bedtime and it can even fix the dishwasher. Look at that. It's exchanging surveillance for a favor. It's trying to buy off you just completely accepting surveillance with, well, I can fix the dishwasher. Also, I got some new gadgets. Y'all like some gadgets, right? So you get surveillance for gadgets. That's the big thing. That's why I don't like all the talking stuff on I don't even like, you know, Siri being on. It's weird. A pet owner forced a driver who killed his dog to dig the dog's grave at gunpoint.
Huh? What's wrong with that?
Where's the problem?
Yeah.
This is a New York Post story. Alberto Hernandez, 22. Yeah, I don't see I didn't see anything. What? What's the problem? Charles Payne next. Our partners that bring you the program. It's the folks over at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is great to help target your body's overactive inflammatory response. People deal with inflammation like crazy, and it leads to so many other health issues. And then later on, you know, maybe you feel stiff and sore after exercising, or as you get older, you start feeling like you're, you know, slowing. You're like you're stiffer. You're, you know, everything hurts. This is what you want to try Relief Factor for, because it's loaded with things like resveratrol, turmeric, all this good stuff. And it's 100% drug free. It's a research based formula designed to support a healthy response to inflammation and decrease discomfort from exercise, everyday living, etc. It helps maintain healthy joints and muscles. You get better movement, all of that good stuff. And it's super affordable. It's only $19.95, the 3-week quick start. That's 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee. Do it for your health. And you can visit relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Get your 3-week quick start today for just $19.95. That's 800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. You can listen coast to coast terrestrially. You can check out the stream as well. X, Facebook, all that good stuff. So we've been watching the shutdown battle, right? And Russ Vought and the memes. I've enjoyed them greatly. So are we actually going to get cuts? Like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen with the mortgage rate? What's going to happen with all of this? Let's go to our financial, what do you call him? The oracle, the guru, like the smartest man in money. Like, he's the guy that I want just planning all of my finances and my life. Charles Payne, who's the host of Making Money with Charles Payne, weekdays 2-3 Eastern on Fox Business. It's good to see you, my friend. So I don't really have any complaints about the shutdown, so long as we get some permanent cuts out of it. I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on that real fast.
I'm in the same boat, you know. Honestly, I barely covered it. You know, it's like it's typically a non-event. You know, it's more political posturing. Honestly, I hate when this happens. I usually hate both parties because it tells us about the nonsense with this so-called temporary debt ceiling. I've lost track. We've raised it like 60, 70 times over a couple of decades, and it's just a farce. But it just sets these periods up. You and I are both hoping Russ Vought is starting to emerge, right? Like, he might be able to go much further than Elon Musk could have gone. And so everyone's got their fingers crossed and they're hoping. But by the same token, they let this thing linger. They've never gotten rid of this thing because it's the best time for them to do their horse trading. Mm. Ironically, this is when government normally gets bigger, not larger, right? Everyone says, okay, I'll cut a deal. Let me just get my bridge to nowhere. And so maybe this will be the turning point.
Oh, that is a very good point, because this is when a lot of bad stuff kind of goes down. This is when all the deals happen. This is when they shake hands under the table, just as you were saying. So Democrats seem pretty scared of Russ Vought, though. Do you think he's a good guy? You like him?
I do. You know, it was hard for me to get the first time around to get to, you know, he's not easy, right? Necessarily, yeah. You know, he's not personable, I think, is the word I'm looking for.
He's a nerd.
And so, honestly, when he was reappointed, I had questions. I really did. But I've interviewed him a lot. I've looked at his work. And I really am convinced he's the right guy.
Ooh, that's good. So if you're back, and I feel pretty good then about all of this. All right. So we're talking with our good friend Charles Payne, host of Making Money with Charles Payne. So what does this mean all of that, because everyone's like, okay, shutdown, how does that affect me financially? What am I going to get out of it? Because I know that now the Wall Street Journal was signaling that, man, maybe they're going to talk about that, the ACA extensions for those tax credits, that, you know, because that also, I think, helps Republicans, not just Democrats. But like, are we going to see, is this going to affect mortgage rates? What is this going to do overall to the economy? I mean, friend, are we going to see mortgage rates in the threes? Are we going to actually get some decent policy that's going to have this trickle down effect and have a really good benefit for Americans, or no?
Not necessarily from this, but I think the wheels are in motion for what you're talking about. You know, we'll see what happens ultimately at the Fed with Lisa Cook. But we know that at some point next year, this will be the Donald Trump Federal Reserve, which means it will be more accommodative to Main Street, not Wall Street. And we're starting to see it now, you know, and it's so sensitive because before the last Federal Reserve meeting, and everyone knew the Fed was going to cut, the long-term bond yields came down, mortgage rates came down, and all of a sudden mortgage applications went through the roof. We had a little bit of a bounce since then, and mortgage applications have frozen again. I think they will resume back to the downside, and you know, I think we'll get like a five handle on mortgages, and that's when you're going to see a boom, a really good start of a Main Street boom. And this is something we need. We need relief on these credit card bills. We need relief on these auto loan bills. People are taking out 84-month auto loans. Some of that is on you, though, right? I mean, give me a break. You know, if you want to have a whip so bad, you'll pay $1,000 a month just to look good in front of your friends. And then that's on you.
Yeah, that's a great point, though. I mean, always, you know, can't have when the champagne tastes on a beer budget. Can't be doing that. Talk about that.
I had an uncle, though. Let me tell you, Dan. I had an uncle when I was a kid up in Syracuse, and you know, I was shocked because he lived in a single wide, but he always had a brand new Cadillac, right? I'm like, what the hell's going on? And even as a kid, it shocked me. Like, this ain't right. Something's wrong with this picture.
This, your life is not matching your car. What's happening here? I get that. I get it. The because you were mentioning, too, need a little bit of relief here. I keep seeing these debating headlines, whether it's in Wall Street Journal or Politico, etc., that talks about fallout from the tariffs, because we keep hearing, well, the doom is happening. Well, is it though? I mean, there's going to be certain things that you're going to see a price increase on, but also you're gaining that in deregulation and cuts elsewhere. And, you know, if we ever get like a decent budget, but like, give us the perspective on this, because we keep hearing that, oh, it's just going to get worse and worse. The doom is coming from all the tariffs. The economy is going to be wrecked. I'm not seeing it. And I know I ask you this when you come on with me and you're so gracious with your time, but I'm still not seeing it. So I just feel like this is fear mongering for the sake of fear mongering.
It is fear mongering. And this is one of these things that's brought Politico and the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times all together under the same umbrella, because a group of them just hate the idea because it's Trump driven. Another group hate it because it goes against the corporate orthodoxy. We're going to hurt corporate profits. How dare we do that? You know, we have been fooled as a nation to live for corporate America. This is really a sad state of affairs that we're in right now. We've got to lull ourselves off of that. You know, our savings rate is anemic. And really, listen, the idea is for us to spend, borrow, spend. That's how you get big GDP numbers, but the individual never moves out of their economic rut. You know, the folks that we spend the money with, they do great, you know, and they have done great. Think about where we are right now. We've got the stock market at all-time highs, home prices at near all-time high. You've got, you know, Bitcoin at an all-time high, gold at an all-time high, and yet we're in a jobs recession. This is scary stuff, and the imbalance is horrific. And part of this is we need to be able to help small businesses. A couple of days ago, we had the ADP jobs report. There's five categories: two small, two mid, and one large companies. The small and mid got slaughtered. The only people hiring were large companies, and so these small businesses, they need to be able to borrow money at a lower rate. Households need to be able to borrow at a lower rate. The Fed deliberately tries to hurt the economy, but all they've been able to do is hurt the middle class over and over again. So that's, for me, is really the most important issue. As far as these tariffs are concerned, listen, we had the tariff shock, we had the inflation shock under Biden. Man. That it continues to linger. You can raise your prices. I don't care. You know, you can raise your prices. People aren't going to pay it. And we're already seeing that with companies that have to eat these things. And by the way, Japan is eating them. China's eating them. people tell you differently just are not being honest. They are being eaten along the way. Hey, when they can pass them on, they can pass them on. But Costco reported the earnings last Friday, and the stock has been down since then. They de facto have admitted most of the things that they sell, if their price is up, from now they have to eat it. And guess what? I have no problem with that. For a century, corporate profits were between 6 and 8%, their margins. Now they're 15-16%. That comes off the back of you and I. Listen, I'm a capitalist, but I'm also a realist and I'm also a humanist, and I want us all to participate in this booming economy.
Yeah, that's right. I agree with that totally. I completely agree with that, and that makes a lot of sense. I mean, that's, you know, that's why I think you need to be working in the administration. Can you imagine Charles Payne and Russ Vought in the administration, both of them? I'm telling you what. Always good to have you, my dear friend, Charles Payne, host of Making Money with Charles Payne. Always appreciate your insight. And I try to watch you every single day. And I know my family watches you every single day. They're big fans. So
thank you.
Always good to see you, my friend.
You.
Take care. God
Thanks
bless.
A lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this Russ Vought, I have this story because you saw the meme that POTUS had posted on social media where it was, can we throw that up, Juan? The meme where, I don't think we can play the music. It was like they redid Blue Oyster Cult's, I can't remember, that's right, Fear the Reaper. They redid a Blue Oyster Cult song, which I thought was actually pretty good. And then he posted this meme. This was the top story. I got to pull up. This was the top story this morning, like everywhere. I go, oh my gosh, Trump posts this meme. And it was Trump in this, he's got a cowbell, and then he's got this black cape on, and he's just hitting the cowbell. So it was like a little throwback to SNL. This is it right here. And it's a song about Russ Vought, about how Russ Vought is coming, and he's going to reduce the size of government. Can you imagine how Democrats...
Our radio audience...
Yeah, do you want to hear the real song?
Well, we can... Yeah, we can. You can play the real song, but we can't put any of this on TV, so it's might as well. But... You got the video, and it says he wields the pen, you know, et cetera. Here comes the Reaper. And they're talking about Dems, you babies. Here comes the Reaper. Going to tie your hands. Here comes the Reaper. It's hysterical. So he posted this meme, and the left is like, that's so violent. Did you see those responses, Kane?
Yeah.
It's so violent, though. Look, he's the Grim Reaper. And he's carrying a... They didn't know what a scythe was. God bless their little baby summer child hearts. Little baby hearts. He's got a weapon. And he's beating this metal object with a stick. Yes, it's called a cowbell. How do people not even know that reference? I mean, Steve even knows that reference. Good night. And there, it's him trying to make Democrats afraid. He's threatening them. You guys are not taking this and trying to use this as a way to get out of the Charlie Kirk, that culpability, or the previous two assassination attempts on this president's life. Not happening. Not happening. But this meme that they had, and then you have USA Today. Oh, Trump is no stranger to shutdowns. Well, who was leading the shutdown, though? How is it Trump's shutdown when it passed through the House and it went to the Senate? Republicans in the House did their part. They don't control the Senate. Democrats, they don't control Democrats in the Senate. Democrats are doing what Democrats do in the Senate. Republicans are trying to do, they're trying to continue what the Republicans in the House did. I mean, I feel like I got to break this down to baby talk. The drive-bys know this, though. We have more on the way. We've got Days of These United States and coming up. Let me just tell you what's on deck. So in the UK, now you actually had Israel's president reach out to Keir Starmer and King Charles to beg them, please, please pay attention to the rise in anti-Semitism in your country. And then the suicide belt wearing synagogue attacker, who he was an Islamist terrorist. I don't know who could have seen that coming. I mean, his dad loved what Hamas did on October 7th. So did he. His name was literally Jihad. I mean, you have a lot of names to know. I'm going to pick the name for the Holy War. You got all these other names out here. Nope, picking Jihad. I mean, I wonder what the motive is. We're going to touch on that. We also, coming up, are going to get into the Pentagon's finally published the new guidance on physical fitness. I can't tell. I don't think I can say what I have that listed under. Anyway, So we got a whole bunch of stuff to hit as we move. Chapter is one of those entities. And look, this is a win-win for you. You hear it's, Medicare enrollment season. It's like, now you know the seasons. You know Thanksgiving, you got Christmas season, your fall season, your spring. Now it's Medicare enrollment season as well. If you don't even need Medicare, you are paying attention to it because you hear all these ads for it all the time. So this is where Chapter comes in because it can be very, very confusing with this. Medicare plans, they can change every single year. So even if you're happy with your current plan, you still have to check to see what's coming out in 2026. And if you do not review your options, you could lose coverage that you depend on. So this is why I recommend calling Chapter. Chapter reviews every plan nationwide to make sure that you're not overpaying. And on average, they can save people over $1,000 a year. Chapter stands out because their advisors are salaried and they advocate for you, not for the insurance companies. And nobody wants the hassles of dealing with more calls or stress, but Chapter can check out your options quickly in under 20 minutes. So if you could save yourself a year's worth of hassle just in under 20 minutes on the phone with Chapter, that sounds like a good deal. So if your current plan is still the best fit, you're all set. If not, they can help you switch. There's no gimmicks, no pressure, just honest advice from experts who know Medicare inside and out. It's so easy. Under 20 minutes, remember, dial pound 250 and say the keyword My Medicare. Say both of those words. Dial pound 250 and say My Medicare. Medicare is too important, so don't risk it. Work with a partner you can trust. That's Chapter. Pound 250, keyword My Medicare.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Shoe shopping should be fun and full of surprises. DSW has never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices. From sneakers to boots and everything in between, DSW makes it easy to discover the styles you love and maybe even a few you didn't expect. Whether you're shopping in-store or online, you'll always find fresh looks at prices that make sense. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
A few actresses in, that he named and actors that are worried about what's happening in the U.S. Are you worried?
Of course. No, I mean, this is, we have a president who's completely, he's not only crazy, he's a dark, dark presence. And it's happened so quickly. 6 months, he's almost destroyed our country.
What?
Golly, Papa Midol, Grandpa. What do you mean? He's spent 6 months, he's almost destroyed the country. How has he almost destroyed the country? Be specific. Well, you know, the stuff that he, ICE going and arresting people who entered the country illegally and then continued with criminality. Like, be specific. These people can never do that. Be specific. Use your words. Goodness, don't they not teach you how to do that at the home? Fair question. Richard Gere, he's still around. Look at that. 76 years old. He is an older 76. I know 70-year-old people. We have 70-year-old people in my family that do not seem like they're 70 years old. He seems like he's 90 years old. He's just, you know, he's about to offer a Werther's original to that reporter. So the, that's just, I find this all hokey. I mean, he's Hollywood brainwashed. He's got to say this stuff if he wants to have a job. If he wants to have a job, he's got to continue saying it. So, we've got a number. We got a lot of things to discuss. So I'll just let me. We got Senator Rand Paul is going to be joining us later on. We're also going to talk about, I think, Israel and the right. I think there are a lot of people out there who are trying to emulate Joe Rogan, and they think that even though they don't know diddly squat about certain geographical locations or the history of certain nations, that they should be taking seriously when opining on it. And to have your opinion is one thing, but to act like it's the same in terms of weight as someone who actually does know what the hell's going on over there. Well, case in point, we're going to play this. Theo Vaughn had some commentary, and I was just listening to what he was saying, and I scratched my head, and I'm like, go back to being funny and talking about that guy who had, like, no arms and, you know, no legs or whatever. What was the joke? I don't even remember. Go back to being funny. Don't pull a Jimmy Kimmel here, man. So we're going to talk a little bit about that coming up. Also, the this terrorist. So this is kind of a weird, I've never seen a leader of one nation, in this case it was Israel's president, who reached out to King Charles and was begging him, please pay attention to what's happening to the rise in anti-Semitism in your nation. And this comes after this suicide belt wearing a jihadi named Jihad. I'm not making that up. That's actually his name. He was wielding a blade. He had a fake suicide bomb vest, and he went on a 6-minute stabbing spree, killing 2, injuring 4, after he ran his car into a park and targeted worshipers at the synagogue. A 6-minute stabbing spree. 6-minute stabbing spree. Faith leaders were urging the government to not let a growing tide of religious hatred stemming from the conflict in the Middle East to poison Britain's streets. Keir Starmer said he warned that Britain faces a rising tide of anti-Semitism. He gave a statement, and then Netanyahu reached out to him, and then also the royal family apparently, and was saying, look, this is a problem that's happening in your country right now. This is a serious problem. And then they had people out in the streets protesting in favor of Hamas after this guy was killed, after they had 2 people killed and 4 injured. I mean, this is just crazy. This is insane. And it's getting worse. You know, when people say never again is now, okay, well, it's now. I'm telling you, there is a tidal wave coming. And I think it is purposeful division, and a lot of people are taking the bait on it. A lot of people are taking the bait on it. And it's kind of sad to see, especially some people I thought were pretty smart. We're going to dive into some of that as well. That's going to be an ongoing topic of conversation on this show, so long as it exists. Second hour on the way. Stick with us. Webroot wants to make sure that you are browsing safely, or that you're just online safely. I mean, you don't even have to really be browsing anything anymore. Online theft of identity, finances, everything is so unbelievably sophisticated, and tons of people fall for it more and more every year, especially now with AI and all of that other stuff. So what you get with Webroot, there's a ton of stuff. The things that's probably most important to you is the identity monitoring, credit and financial monitoring with alerts, the dark web monitoring, and they have up to $1 million in theft-related expense reimbursement. So it's real-time protection against all the baddies, right? All the malware, ransomware, phishing, more. You have a built-in firewall, network monitoring. They have a web threat shield that blocks malicious websites so they don't steal your info. All of that. You also can get a VPN for numerous devices. And the cool thing with Webroot, which makes them really unique, is that you can cover your whole family. So it's not just you're covered. Your kids are covered. Your parents, God love them, but you know they need it. They're covered as well. All of them are a part of your Webroot Total Protection or Webroot Essentials, of which you can get 50% off by going through webroot.com/Dana. But that's the only place that you can get 50% off is webroot.com/Dana. Live a better, safer digital life with you and use Webroot. Welcome to the program. Top of the second hour, ladies and gentlemen. Dana Lash with you. I don't know. I got to bring this up immediately. SecWar. Yeah. Just posted like 20 minutes ago. A video. Let me read it to you. And then what I need you to do right now, because I want to give you the full experience of this video, is I need you to put yourself in 1980s Miami. Mm. Get a little guitar going and have some Miami Vice theme going in your head. This is what SecWar said, quote, earlier this morning, on President Trump's orders, I directed a lethal kinetic strike on a narco-trafficking vessel affiliated with designated terrorist organizations in the USS SOUTHCOM area of responsibility. Four male narco-terrorists aboard the vessel were killed in the strike. No U.S. forces were harmed in the operation. The strike was conducted in international waters off the coast of Venezuela while the vessel was transporting substantial amounts of narcotics.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
This was super interesting, and especially to see that everything can lead to something else, like a cooking led you to be, you know, the founder, the president of a business, and even like your activities in high school, middle school, like led to this moment.
Adeline, what are you looking to do with the rest of your life? You have a sense of that?
No, not really, but I'm exploring a lot of interests right now, and I enjoy music and languages, so I think maybe something in that area.
Brett, somebody that's interested in languages and music, you think there's any hope for them?
Oh my gosh. I mean, in our world today, everybody speaks different languages and they work with people that speak different languages, they have different cultures. That's great.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Okay. Headed to America to poison our people. Our intelligence without a doubt confirmed that this vessel was trafficking narcotics and the people on board were narco-terrorists and they were operating on a known narco-trafficking transit route. These strikes will continue until the attacks on the American people are over. End quote. So, we'll show you the little video here. Mm-hmm. It's a little, it's a nice little speedy little boat. Speedy boat blasting through the waters. Imagine the keytar going. The flamingos.
We don't have to imagine that. We can do it.
What? Whoa! Can you just replay it again, Juan? Here's the vote. No, just keep it on going on loop and then just give me some Miami
keep
Vice
the
for the radio audience.
The
come on, guys.
So that was me.
Get into the keytar. Oh, you got to yell every time the boat blows up. I could watch this on loop. Look, they're coming with fentanyl and cocaine and fentanyl and fentanyl and then no segue. Oh! I could just keep watching this over and over again. So for those of you watching the TV, we can't pay the licensing for the Miami theme, Miami Vice theme. So only the radio people get the Miami Vice theme. But good night. And it just you know, blowed up. Now, okay. Now let's serious though. Thank you, gentlemen. You know what this means? It means that the sharks have the fentanyl. And the cocaine.
True.
So now we got a bunch of coked out Heise kite sharks.
Right. Or whales.
In the Caribbean. That, I'm just saying. Have we studied that? I mean, we've studied lesbian obesity and we've studied like different kind of monkeys on cocaine and shrimp that got like some kind of like uppers. I swear that was like a whole thing. I promise you. But have we studied, you know, with respect to the narco-trafficking transit route in the Caribbean. Have we studied the sharks on the cocaine cane?
I don't think we have.
I don't think there's been an important or lengthy study on that.
Hmm. Just saying.
I've seen a lot of shark weeks. I haven't seen anything about them being on cocaine.
Now cue the left. How dare you blow up the drug dealers that are not even American, they're Venezuelan, and they're in international waters coming into U.S. waters to drop off fentanyl. How dare you? Always, whose sides are these people on? It's what they sound like, Kane. You heard them, right? You hear them in your dreams. That's what they sound like every time. So, I don't have a problem with that. The only thing that would make it better is if you had a drone that looked like it was outfitted to look like an eagle, and it could fire little missiles off. You know, I'm not saying that I've experimented with the drone that we have or anything like that at all in any way. But, you know, it does have a weight limit to how much. So you gotta be careful what you send up, right? If you want it back. Just saying. So, yeah, this is, someone called it Top Gun Caribbean. Just saying. I mean, that looked like a pretty clear hit. Man, they were booking it too, trying to get that fentanyl over to poison Americans. Look at that. All right, so let's talk about terrorism. Let's talk about the guy named Jihad who carried out a jihad. I mean, his name is literally Jihad. So a suicide belt wearing Manchester, this is in Manchester in the UK. He decided to carry out an attack and killed, he a stabbing attack for 6 minutes. He murdered two. He injured four others. And then, check this out, his dad's a super uber terrorist creep as well. His dad praised Hamas terrorists after the October 7th terror attacks. Wow. Praised them. And the doctor, he wrote on the October 7th attacks, Mr. Al-Shami wrote, "Men like these prove they are men of God on earth, and regardless of who leads them, they are the real compass of men who are confident in their victory. Blah, blah, blah. Our men of Allah, blah, blah, blah. Palestine, blah, 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 blah." So, yeah, he's a big terrorist. He is a big terrorist, Faraj Al-Shami. And he named his son Jihad. Now think of all the other names. Mohammed. I mean, you know, it's like all those other names. And they chose Jihad as his son's name. Cain, you know, we joke, like if your name is Crystal with a K and you got an I in there, you're going to grow up to be a stripper that wears Lucite heels for your whole life. When your name is Jihad, the same logic applies. Yep. What other options do you have in life when your Terry father names you Jihad? What are you going to go be a barista at Starbucks? What are you going to do? No, his father raised this man up to just hate Jewish people. This isn't a guy who's like, I'm just disagreeing with the Israeli government. No, he just literally hates Jewish people. So he went on this 6 minute stabbing spree. And it took a while. Wasn't it the guy who stopped him? And 6 minutes, think about how long that is. That's a long time to go on a stabbing spree. And then there, one of the guys who acted, he intervened, who ended up being killed. They called him a hero. And the guy, by the way, the Jihad Al-Shami, he was arrested for rape and he was out on bail when he decided to go on a stabbing spree. So he was arrested for rape. He was out on bail. They were still investigating the case. I'm just going to go ahead and assume that he probably did that too. Don't you think, Cain? I mean, and then they started having protests from people, the Hamas people, the pro-Hamas people. They started having protests, which some thought was entirely ridiculously tone deaf, and as it was. This has caused Netanyahu to send a letter out. He wrote a letter personally to Keir Starmer, saying, look, we've got problems here. The increase in anti-Semitic attacks and the rise in anti-Semitism is a real thing. And he's really earnestly trying to tell them, look, you got to do something about this. This is getting bad. I'm pulling up a couple of things here. The protesters also protest. They were outside. Well, they were not protesters anymore. I'm watching riots outside of Keir Starmer's house. I don't know why they were rioting outside of his house last night, because he recognized, he bent the knee and, you know, he bent over and spread his cheeks and was like, look, yeah, I totally recognize the Palestinian state. It's exact. Whatever else you want me to do, please don't beat me. He already did that. And they still, because it's not ever about that. They just want you dead. It's not about that. Not about that at all. So they sent this, and the president of Israel, Isaac Herzog, he wrote a letter. So it was Netanyahu that appealed to Starmer. Isaac Herzog wrote a letter to King Charles saying, quote, Britain has become overrun with anti-Jewish hatred. By the way, he sent that letter to him the day before that attack, which I thought was interesting. He was urging King Charles to speak with leaders and candidate in Australia following huge spikes of attacks against the Jewish community. And this, again, was just days before the attack in Manchester. He said there's a 316% increase in reporting anti-Semitic incidents in Australia, 58% in the UK since Hamas's terror attack. Well, you can imagine why you have world leaders that are rushing to legitimize that means of flexing power by rewarding them with a state. I mean, they're all Jordanians that decided to completely hijack a nickname given by an old dead emperor out of spite after the Second Judean Uprising. I mean, it's not an actual real specific ethnicity. They're all Jordanians, and nobody will take them back. I mean, there's a reason why. I mean, you kind of have to go and ask yourself why no one would also accept them. It doesn't make any questions to be asked here. But that is kind of wild that that letter was just a couple of days before that the stabbings, the 6-minute stabbing spree took place. It is horrific. And it's not just, and I'll say too, you have a major rise in anti-Semitic attacks. You have people targeting Jewish people. You have, I think, a real rise in anti-Semitism, absolutely. And then you also have Nigeria, where you have Christians that are literally hunted like animals. You have Islamists that invade Christian villages and murder everyone in sight. And then they kill the Christians and then offer them as human sacrifices. And this is a real thing. There's been tons of attacks in Nigeria on Christians. They had about 100 killed in one territory just in the month of June. And there's the threat is Islamism. That's the threat. And that's why I don't understand some of these people that talk about I made mention of this. Actually, who made mention of this? I think it was Tommy Robinson. Tommy Robinson, as you know, he's been a big activist against Islamism in his home country in Britain. And he noted, look, if Israel falls to the jihadis, then we all fall to the jihadis. What do you think happens when Israel falls? When everyone sits here and they go, oh, can you believe that, Israel, talking about the weaponry and these partnerships that this deal that the United States has in terms of weaponry with Israel. But then they omit the fact that Israel is required by that deal to literally purchase U.S. munitions and U.S. weaponry and U.S. products, which actually dumps money into our economy. And it's a very capitalist setup. They omit that when they have that discussion or when they sit here and talk about entities like AIPAC, they freak out over AIPAC while completely ignoring the insane amount of money that is specifically given to leftist organizations and universities by Qatar and Islamist countries. They completely forget that. So I have to ask, whose side are some of these people on? Because at this point, realizing that Israel is fighting against Islamist nations that will kill you and rape your child as the light leaves your eyes in front of you. Murder your wife in front of you. Israel is over there holding down the fort and pushing against that. So these people talk like they want to have that problem here. And they would rather us send our troops to go deal with it if that ally falls. Because they don't see the strategy, because they're morons, they don't see the strategy in fighting, having someone else fight that battle over there instead of us sending our loved ones over there or fighting it here. We're going to talk more about this here coming up as we move to our partners, the folks over at Superbeats Energy and really healthy blood flow. That's what it is about with Superbeads. This is a great, obviously, it's a science-based supplement. There are a lot of athletes that use Superbeads. The big thing is healthy blood pressure, circulation, and everyday energy. And heart health, blood pressure, circulation, all of that come down to blood flow. And it's more, I think there are like 160 colleges and pro teams use Superbeats, and your team's probably using it as well. It's incredibly popular. It's the Superbeats Heart Chews from Human. Two chews support healthy blood pressure, blood flow, and energy. And with clinically studied ingredients, they've been shown to deliver nearly two times more effective healthy blood pressure support than diet and exercise alone. It's heart healthy energy without the crash, supporting healthy circulation with out stimulants, no artificial sweeteners, no artificial colors at all. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. You can pick up Superbeats at your local Walmart and start supporting your cardiovascular health with every serving. Get on the road to better health with Superbeats from Human.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I love this headline. Fat generals are retiring. Top Air Force general announces retirement. Fat generals. That sounds like a Southern fried rock group of just retired fat generals. Like, literally. Is this guy a fat general, though? His General Thomas Bussier has said that he's retiring. Okay. And he doesn't seem, I don't think he's fat. He's just tall. He's just tall. He's not fat. So he's retiring. There is going to be, I think, an exodus of more like super lefty type dudes for sure. So we'll watch that. Oh my gosh, I'm not going to sit here and talk. Taylor Swift is all over the internet. She's trending on all the things. Can we just have one space where we're just not discussing it? Is that possible?
Sounds good to me.
I mean, there are 30 something and 40 something year old women out there like, oh my gosh, it's totally talking about Travis Kelsey. I had one of my friends who, like, at 6 a.m.,
James Comey wants to hear about Taylor Swift.
Oh my gosh, stop it. So, Paramount, Barry Weiss is going to lead CBS News. They're naming her editor-in-chief as part of a major Paramount Skydance shakeup. Remember when she was forced basically to resign from the New York Times because of the super hostile work environment simply because she was a centrist? Wow, the schadenfreude is so thick here, Kane. Oh my gosh, I can't even see through it. There's so much schadenfreude. It's just, you know, thick fog. It's like cotton. Oh my gosh. Mini meditations are a way to foster peace of mind at work, or just do your job and chill out. There's also that. That's my mini meditation. Just chill out. It's very simple. Coming up, Senator Rand Paul. He opposed the CR, and I get it. And we're also going to talk to him about Russ Vaught as well. Stick with us. Our partners that will bring you the program. It is our friends over. It's the folks over at Kel-Tec, the KS7 Gen 2 shotgun. It's one of the shotguns that from Kel-Tec. It's compact, maneuverable, lightweight, 6.8 pounds, maneuverability in tight spaces, ambidextrous downward shell ejection, 7+1 capacity. It's a compact bullpup design as well. Smooth pump action for cleaner cycling, enhanced durability. And you can add, you got the rail, so you can add all kinds of stuff on it, or you can keep it flush and sleek with a cap, however you want to do it. MSRP is only $639. So you can have this well within reach. It's the KS7 Gen 2, made in the USA, from Kel-Tec, KELTEC, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
4 million illegal aliens were receiving Medicaid benefits that were intended only for U.S. citizens that met the categories I just described. They were gaming the system. They were cheating the system. And what that means is that less resources were available for the people, the Americans who actually needed it most. So we did the common sense thing, the right thing, the just thing, and we put it in the law, and the president signed that, gladly signed it into law. They want to repeal it. They want to give those resources back to illegal aliens. That's exactly what that highlighted language means. On this exhibit number two over here, I feel like I'm back in court. Exhibit number two, okay? This is
fewer resources, but he's right and wrong, because you're losing a lot of the cuts that were suggested by DOGE with us. I've never been a fan of the CR. We've gone over this a million times. This is a CR. I mean, we do this every 7 to 10 weeks. We do this every couple months this happens. Joining us right now on this issue, one of our favorite senators, Senator Rand Paul from the great state of Kentucky. He is one of, now you're either going to love it or hate it. He is one of the senators. He was like, no, I'm done with the inability to do math. We are finished with us. And he's been standing against this CR. And he makes a really good point about it, with specific reference to DOGE and the real cuts that came with DOGE. Senator, it's always good to talk with you. Happy Friday. Tell us where you, because I know you all are going to vote in the next hour.
Yes, we'll be voting very shortly. This will be the third time around. We've done this three times. But there are two different proposals, a Republican proposal and a Democrat proposal. The Republican proposal, when you add it all up, spending for a year versus the revenue, will lead to a $2 trillion deficit for the next year. That's about what we had this year. It'll be a little greater next year. I just think that's a non-starter. Now, the Democrats are worse. You know, do you want to choose the lesser of two evil, or you want to call them both out as evil? The Democrat proposal would add $1 trillion in spending and be about $3 trillion in debt. But I don't think either one of them are acceptable. And people have been coming up to me and they say, is there anything that would convince you to vote for this? And I say, well, yeah, why, if you cut the $2 trillion in half and you had a $1 trillion deficit next year and then a half a trillion the next year and $250 billion, you know, if you did what I've been calling for with the penny plan to balance over five, I'll vote. It doesn't have to be perfectly balanced right now, but it has to be going in the right direction. It can't. You know, who are we, and are there any conservatives left if we're voting for a budget that's going to add more debt next year than we already added this year?
It feels like you guys are in a very difficult position, the Senate Republicans. I don't envy the job that you have to do, because the way that the narrative is now is that this CR is a great CR when you compare it to anything's good, looks good when you compare it to what Democrats are putting up. But if you measure it to where we used to be as fiscal conservatives, we'd be out in the streets rioting over this like 10 years ago with the Tea Party. I mean, it just, but we accept it as fait accompli now.
Yeah, traditionally, over really the last couple of decades, spending bills in Washington were passed by Democrats plus big government Republicans. And there was always a contingent in the House and the Senate who were conservatives, who opposed raising the debt ceiling, who opposed the CRs and the omnibus and all the deficit spending. And so we were that voice. We were that movement for conservatives who want smaller constitutional government. But now they've all sort of disappeared. The real irony of the bill we have in front of us is this is the exact same Biden spending levels we voted on in December of last year. The CR is a continuation of Biden spending levels from December 2024. There were a handful of conservatives who voted no then. Many of them are voting yes now. But the real irony is every Democrat in the Senate voted for the Biden spending levels of December of last year. And now they're all voting against the exact same spending levels just because they want something else that's not in the CR, and that's these subsidies for health care.
And to that point, I read a piece this morning, Wall Street Journal, and it seems like this is something, a leak that came from the White House, obviously to use to their advantage in these negotiations. And this kind of gave a little bit of muscle to what Senator Thune was saying, that, oh, well, maybe we'll consider talking to Democrats about these Obamacare subsidies and the extension, et cetera, as though that was going to, you know, I guess, be the carrot to get them to come back to negotiate. But I also know that Republicans would get dinged from that, too, if they don't continue it, even though we all agree it's a train wreck. I mean, this is the problem. I mean, they've created a no-win situation because you have horrible Obamacare's awful. We're talking about extending it. And if Republicans don't, they're going to get hit. If they extend it, conservatives are going to get upset. I mean, I feel for you.
Well, I think that is the end to the shutdown. The Democrats come around and they are going to say that we were given the assurance that there'll be a negotiation. They will negotiate it over 2 months. And yes, the Democrats will probably get the Obamacare subsidies. Over my vote and over my stringent, opposition. But people have to realize, and it's presented in a way that people don't get a chance to think through this. They're saying, well, free health care, why can't you be for free healthcare? Don't you like poor people? Don't you want to help poor people? But people have to realize that when you borrow the money that you give to poor people for healthcare, it raises the price of their groceries when they go to the grocery store. And so most poor people never escape this cycle. It's a bait and switch. It's here's something for nothing that sounds really good. I know you'll love it and it won't cost you anything, but then they never get out of poverty because the prices keep rising. And so even their welfare doesn't keep up with the prices, but particularly for the working poor, if you make $40,000 a year and you're married and have two kids, that's not a lot of money. But you know what? Your income is not rising as fast as the inflation in the grocery store. So you are being squeezed if you are a working class person, and the baubles they offer you are actually making the situation worse. Mm. So it's a difficult argument because they're offering something for free, and it's, you know, they're Santa Claus, and we're trying to argue that opportunity and capitalism will create greater wealth, and you will do better if we just have a limited government that keeps the law and doesn't offer free stuff. But it's a more difficult argument.
And we're talking with Senator Rand Paul for those just joining us. And Senator, because this is going to come up again, no matter how the vote goes today, or even if it's, you know, extended for another week or so with the shutdown. But you all are going to be back negotiating this again just in another handful of weeks. And if we're giving up on the subsidies and tax credits and all this stuff now, what will there be left to negotiate? I guess, what, December is when it comes back up?
Yeah, so I think you can expect capitulation. That's what typically happens in Washington. The big government Republicans will make some deal with the Democrats ultimately. But also, there's a great deal of disappointment in the sense that we're voting on a CR that has 2025 levels of spending for everything, including foreign aid. So I cheered on DOGE. I cheered on anybody who wanted to reduce foreign aid. I voted for the rescission package to take about $12 billion out of foreign aid. But the spending account has about $40 billion each year. And if we take 12 from that, that would only be $28 billion. But what we're voting on now is 2025 levels. We are actually voting to continue spending money at the rate that Biden was spending the money, including the foreign aid. So watch carefully, because in the next month or two, as these spending bills ripen, it's either going to be an omnibus or a CR. Ask carefully, is the foreign aid that we fought against, the sex change surgery in Guatemala, the LGBTQ trans operas in Ecuador and all that stuff, is all that stuff back in, and do we have to have the same fight again next year to try to have another rescission package? Now, I'm willing to fight again next year, but watch who the Republicans are that put the spending bill together and see if foreign aid is still in there or if they've reduced it. My guess is foreign aid will be at least what it was last year or greater, and that's where the real rub is. This is where we fight these battles and then our own party capitulates.
I wanted to ask you as well, Senator, the cuts that are expected from Russ Vought, for those who don't know, that's Office of Management and Budget. the cuts to the federal government. I mean, I like anytime I hear a reduction of federal government, I get excited about that. Is this what is your take on this, on Russ Vought and his approach?
You know, I wish him well, and I think the court has been ruling in favor of the president having a great deal of power over hiring and firing. Most of these cases, the president is winning. So, yes, Godspeed, I say, make government smaller, do what you can. Ultimately, though, Congress has to weigh in, and if you want government to be smaller, government has to approve, and Congress has to approve lower spending levels. So I'm all for Russ Vought doing what he can. I'm all for the president doing what he can. But realize this battle isn't over. We have to have better Republicans in Congress, because at least a third of Republicans will probably vote for the Obamacare subsidies. Mm. At least a third of Republicans want all the foreign aid money back in. So we really, the public needs to be to watch this, and there needs to be sufficient outrage. If the foreign aid money goes back in the budget, and that's what the spending deal involves, we need to have outrage across the land, and the big government Republicans need to feel it.
What last question for you, and for those who haven't gotten Senator Paul's book, The Great COVID Cover-Up, this just dovetails right into it, because we went from having someone like Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, stand in front of the nation and unleash chaos, and now we have Make America Healthy Again. And I wanted to get your thoughts on the progress that you've seen, and do you ultimately think that that is going to result in any kind of accountability with Big Pharma?
I think Bobby Kennedy's doing a good job over there. I think the president trying to negotiate lower rates for taxpayer-paid pharmaceuticals is a good idea. I think the biggest thing you could do with government money to try to have healthier people in our country is there's no reason the taxpayer should buy crappy food. There's no reason the taxpayer should buy sugared soda. There's no reason the taxpayer should buy Twinkies, Ding Dongs, donuts, chips. All the stuff that, you know, all of us probably eat on occasion is fine, but the taxpayer should not be funding it, because we have an obesity problem. Most of our health problems that are curable and fixable, diabetes, are fixable with weight loss. So we need to really be working hard at getting the taxpayer away from funding things. I know Kennedy is in favor of this. I've been trying to pass it as legislation, but shockingly, I know this will shock you, I have not found one Democrat who will agree that food stamps should be limited to healthy food and not crummy food.
And but that's the thing that they always campaign on. They talk about food deserts in the city, and then they can't even put their name to your bill. That, I mean, I'm astonished, but then also not really. I hope that bill actually gets some gains some traction. I'd like to see that. Senator Rand Paul, the book, The Great COVID Cover-Up. Always a pleasure, Senator. Thanks for taking the fight, being consistent in the fight. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. As we move, our partners who help bring you the program, it's our friends at All Family Pharmacy. All Family Pharmacy, it's a family-owned pharmacy. They're all about helping people get the medication that they need exactly when they need it the most. And they have a wide range of stuff, right? A wide range of medications, over 200 essential medications, including antibiotics, antivirals, ivermectin, the whole nine yards. They even have Latisse for your eyelashes. They've got all the antibiotics you can think of. They've got your everyday medications. They have emergency kits. You don't want to wait for sickness to hit. You want to be prepared and be proactive. And you also, I mean, the worst thing in the world is when you can't get into your general practitioner. You know you're sick, whether you're getting sinusitis or strep or whatever, and then you got to go to urgent care, and then you got to wait, and it's what takes like three hours of your day, when you could order either preventatively with All Family Pharmacy and get things in 2 to 4 days, or you can have it overnighted if you're in a pinch. And then you get your doctor's prescription, they send it to your door, there's no gatekeepers, and you are able to have the medication that you need when you need it. And that's what All Family Pharmacy provides. In addition, all of their medications are made in the USA. Everything. You're not getting any foreign-made medications. Stock up today at allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use code Dana10 at checkout. You'll save 10%. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code Dana10 to save 10%.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity.
If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Okay, so I don't even know where to start with this one. A Florida man was arrested after trying to pay bail with an alligator he claimed was his lawyer.
Sounds right.
This is an actual story. I'm not even, I think it is. No, this is real. A 42-year-old man sparked chaos at the county jail. He stormed in shirtless, holding a live alligator. He said his gator had passed the bar. By the way, he had been he was booked in with bond set at $7,000. The gator was safely released back into the wild. But the deputies did have to wrestle him down because he did try to climb over the desk with the gator. They did confiscate the gator. He said the alligator was his attorney, but the alligator is not licensed and is not able to practice law because it's an alligator. Huh?
But he passed the bar.
He says he passed the bar. So a friend of mine said, that's what you call a litigator. So bad. That's so bad. We all just got shaken baby syndrome from that. It's so bad. I really don't want to read this story, Kane. The people story.
I don't blame you.
I don't want to click on the link because I don't want to see any of it. Did the dog make it, Kane? I'm not clicking it.
From what I hear, he did.
Is he okay? Is he going to be okay?
I think so, but that was what I read last night. I don't know if there's any updates.
You can give me the guy's name because I'm not clicking this link. You know how I am with dogs. So a protective pit bull jumped in to shield a 15-year-old girl from a Florida man who then turned around and hurled the dog off a balcony. Second floor balcony. So I'm okay, second floor. Maybe he can survive it.
Right.
I personally volunteer. I will pay to do this. Give me 30 seconds at a locker room with him.
Pinellas County Sheriff's Office said the dog is expected to survive. So that's what the story says. But yeah, I still say death penalty.
I am all in donating to the commissary if there's any kind of prison justice that takes place against this feller.
Yes.
You guys know. I mean, I'm sure somebody needs
extra
snacks
Snickers
and cigarettes.
Bars.
And
extra Snickers.
Yeah, extra Snickers, cigarettes, whatever y'all need. You know, just saying. Let's see. Oh my gosh, a Florida man bought a 2025 Land Rover Defender and then his gas tank exploded on the interstate. The woman said her husband's Defender caught fire. Wow, it was a terrifying incident. Now he said he's never going to buy a Land Rover again. It was a viral video, 500,000 views. And it brand new, driving down a Florida interstate, and it shows it engulfed in smoke and flames, fire consuming the sides, the undercarriage. You know, he has to get out and it explodes. That's kind of crazy. She said the first the tire blew and then the gas tank exploded. And then the whole vehicle was consumed by fire like within a minute. The dealership offered to find them another Defender, but they said, no, that's never happening. They apparently have a history of fire-related recalls. So in 2023, they recalled a single one for a fire hazard. But then there was another issue that had to do with oil leaking into the exhaust manifold and others. And then Jaguar Land Rover had a huge recall last year affecting over 2,000 vehicles across six different SUV lines, including the Defender that's from Motor Authority. And that involved the oil filter housings that could leak oil at really high pressure into the engine bay, and that creates a fire risk. So they've had some issues. So they said that's kind of scary. Let's see. Where do I want to? Oh, no. Dollar Tree. Why is the Dollar Tree? And why is the Grody dude from Dollar Tree in here twice? Because you really want me to read this story.
Apparently.
Melbourne, Florida. A Florida man is accused of getting weird and pervy with a lady in the Dollar Tree. He was exposing himself and harassing her, Blake Walker Jones. He was totally arrested and felony battery as well. And he also has priors on this. Third hour on the way. Stick with us. Did you know that fall is one of the best seasons for planting? Many trees and plants thrive when planted now, but knowing where to start makes all the difference. That's why you should turn to Fast Growing Trees, the largest online nursery in the United States. They offer thousands of plants from fruit trees to privacy hedges, all tailored to your climate, so landscaping feels stress-free. Plus, their Alive and Thrive guarantee means that your plants arrive ready to grow. No more loading up a dirty car or wandering around a nursery with limited options. And grown to last by American farmers, all on American soil. Whether you want privacy, shade, or natural beauty, fall is the time to plant. And with fast shipping, expert support, and top-quality plants, Fast Growing Trees makes it happen. Get up to 50% off of select plants at fastgrowingtrees.com. Use code Dana at checkout for an extra 15% off of your first purchase. Visit fastgrowingtrees.com and use code Dana for an extra 15% off. Offer valid for a limited time and terms apply.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
The Trump administration will start firing workers instead of furloughing them, and you think they might target workers in blue states?
I do. I think it goes back to this question, Tom, that it appears like they're trying to do that. The disruption is there. The willingness of the Speaker of the House to blatantly, I have seen Fox News even correct this issue, that trying to tell the public we're in a massive misinformation campaign. The president himself tweeting out AI videos of fake news reports on health care. This is really dangerous, and it's really hard. And I cannot express to you the concern and the absolute bafflement and fear of our European allies asking me, is this stuff really
going on?
So, yeah,
okay, I can't. I was trying so hard. No one believes that that European leaders are going, oh, we must go Tim Walz. Let's get Tim Walz, the friend of school shooters, on the phone. Remember, he said that. Do you honestly believe that that's happening? Oh, hello, Tim Walz, the AI videos that are clearly AI is scaring me. It's not happening. No one believes you. No one believes that at all. I think you're lying. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of this third hour on a Friday.
Yeah.
And I think the videos are funny, but no one believes that. Does he actually think they're real? Wait, hold up. This changes flavor if he thinks they're real. Does he? I mean, it's Tim Walz. He skips.
First off, these European leaders that are triggered or even question the AI videos, I don't want them to be allies with
me. I don't want a stupid ally.
No.
They could accidentally hit the wrong button.
My allies have standards.
I can't. Exactly. I don't want morons as allies. How about that? No, he's the guy with jazz hands. Ooh, speaking of hands, guys.
What?
I looked this up because I did not believe it. I did not believe this to be true, and it is. So Amazon has been removing firearms from the thumbnail images of certain movies, particularly James Bond. James Bond films have arrived today on Amazon, and everybody knows there's something strange about them. See, what's strange about these? Why are their hands so weird looking? Look at how weird. Juan, could you perchance zoom in on the Sean Connery one? Or the Pierce Brosnan one? One of the two. Some are worse than others. So you can find all of the You can find all of the James Bond movies now on Amazon, but there's something missing. What a weird looking hand. That's because they took the gun out of it. They digitally removed all the guns from the James Bond films, and now they all have wank hands. You heard me. I said what I said. It's weird looking. All of them do. And they all have a... It's just weird. Which makes their facial expressions even odder. Especially Sean Connery's and Pierce Brosnan's like, yeah, what? And Sean Connery's is like, yeah, and? It's just very odd. They edited all of the Bond, James Bond guns out of the posters. Because usually it features them and they're always holding a weapon. But now they're not. So, like, Dr. No, he's just there with wank hand. I don't know how else to put it. I'm not Dora the Explorer. Don't have me babysit your kids. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. So, wait a minute. You're telling me that someone in their bid to watch a guy go and murder gruesomely all the baddies, they're going to be upset over the image of a gun in the little avatar on the screen, the selection screen on Amazon? Uh-huh. Did Tim Walz come up with this rule? Is this a Tim Walz thing? They've always featured the leading actor holding a gun. And now they're on Prime Video and now they're not, now they don't have the guns anymore. It is the dumbest thing I've actually ever seen. It's so bad. This is so dumb. I what's your license for? They all look gay now. They all look like a bunch of gay dudes. I'm actually not sorry. They all look like a bunch of gay dudes. This is so dumb. I thought this I thought it was a joke, and I looked it up, and it is true. It is a true thing. So if you go on Amazon Prime and you're looking at the James Bond, they all look like, well, I said what I said. I can't. Kane, you got anything to add?
Why in God's name would I? Why would I? Not at all.
At least give them a cannoli to hold or something, you know. Give one of them a tennis, an ice cream cone, something.
Yeah, that's better than the cannoli, I think.
I mean, it's better than just a bunch of these posters where they're just so bad. It's so bad. Why do this to James Bond? Why would they do this? So all of them are I don't.
So did they get rid of him in the movie too? Like, are they just the thumbnail, huh?
He's going to nag you to death. That's what's going to happen. I can't. Yeah, Steve.
But what are they trying to prevent is my question. If you're already watching the movie, it's in the movie. So, like, wouldn't you? What isn't the thumbnail to get you into the movie? It seems like they're doing, like, a reverse movies. Type of thing here.
These aren't brand new movies either.
I don't actually know. That's a great question. Are they going to? So he's just going to just be shooting air at them? I don't know. I'm very confused by all of this. It makes me think of that Godfather scene. Look how they massacred my boy. That's what I'm thinking of right now. Oh my gosh. This is so bad. Oh my gosh. What are they going to do with, like, never say never? Like that one where he's pointing, like, right, like, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? This is so bad. Oh my gosh. Can you just stop with the Bonds? Stop messing with them. And Steve brings up a good point. Are you going to be watching the movie and go, oh! How did the gun get in there? I didn't think there was going to be a gun in the James Bond movie. Thought he was just going to nag the baddies to death. I don't know. Shaken, not stirred. Oh, boy. Whole new meaning. Okay. So I could go on.
I know.
You did direction. Say the damn Wankies. And on X, you did do that.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I mean, he's a spy, and he uses lethal force to kill bad dudes. So you wait. Do you think it's insensitive to have the gun, but then the killing's totally sensible? Like, what are the thought Olympics that go through the head of the people who are like, oh yeah, I got to take the gun out. That's just senseless. But the killing about that's in the movie is totally sinful. It just doesn't make any sense to me. These people are so stupid. Oh my gosh, what's happening? So that's what's happening with the James Bond stuff. Okay, go ahead and give me this Theo Von thing. What is happening with Theo Von? This is audio sound. Jeez, audio sound by 23, s'il vous plaît.
I would never take my own life. I would never take my own life. Okay? You hear that, Israel? I would never take my own
life. Wait, what?
I'm grateful to God for his grace in my life. I love my siblings.
Is Israel trying to get him or something?
I have so many friends and people that love me and people that I want to see their children grow up.
So apparently he's like on the Marjorie Taylor Greene, whatever wavelength and all of this stuff. And I don't know, like Lorraine was saying that he has been like weaning himself off of his antidepressants, but Steve and I couldn't figure out if he was trolling or trying to make a joke, but it seems like, I guess he feels like he's got to bend the knee and be like, Israel. I don't know. That seems to be the vibe, Kane.
I think that there's a narrative of, you know, people that he listens to and that he's interacted with about somehow Israel being behind taking out Charlie Kirk. And
that's so stupid.
I think he is, you know, he's just kind of buying into that. And he mentions it in passing.
He's buying into a conspiracy theory created by a bunch of grifters who just need to hop to one outrage lily pad and from the next outrage lily pad so that they can keep up the momentum. I mean, that's all it is.
Accurate.
I mean, the fact that you have to have Turning Point actually release statements during a time when they're grieving. I mean, these are people who were with him every day and worked with him and know him to try to like kick off some of these grifters who he hadn't even talked to in a year. Right. It's so stupid. And notice how they're all saying this without receipts. All these people are running their mouths and they don't have a single receipt. So this is what I don't get from the left. They sit here and the left right. I call them the woke right because these are all the people that make idols out of race. And I just think and ethnicity and sex and all that. I think when you do that, that's a Marxist theory in practice. That's part of CRT, critical race theory, whether they are smart enough to recognize it or not. That's like the Derrick Bell school of CRT. And he's the guy who I've been writing about this for 20 years. He's the guy who first introduced this to universities across the country. Well, maybe 15, not 20. But the point of this is, they feel like they have to like bend the knee and to say all this stuff, especially like about, you know, Charlie and all of that. It's just a horrific posthumous hijacking. People are trying to like pick apart his legacy and use the crumbs to inflate themselves. There's no other better way to put it. I just don't, these are all the same people that bitch and moan about AIPAC. And that's the American Israel confab. They complain about AIPAC. But then they are quiet as church mice when it comes to Qatari money coming into the country to the tune of billions upon billions upon billions of dollars. It's a serious problem. And of course, interestingly enough, the universities, and we've talked about this quite at length, the universities that receive the most funding from Qatar are the ones where you get all of these kickoffs over anti-Semitism and Jewish students that can't even walk into the building to go to class. I mean, we've seen like 2 years of this now. I feel like that's a fair question. I get that some people, they're on this like anti-Israel kick. I think some people do it because they're actual anti-Semites and they just don't like Jewish people. I think some people do it because they think it's cool to be contrarian and they really don't know what the hell is going on over there. I think other people do it because everybody's so terribly desperately trying to emulate Joe Rogan that they want to be considered experts in an area. They want to be considered experts in an industry in which they don't actually have the depth in that particular issue to be considered an expert on it or to even talk knowledgeably about it. I think it's a lot of it. The people that genuinely criticize whether the way that the government has responded or, you know, et cetera, I think that there's a difference between that and everything else that I've said. But I feel like people like Theo Von, can you tell me the difference between Benjamin Netanyahu and Isaac Herzog? Can you tell me what Isaac Herzog does? No, none of these people can even talk about how the Israeli government is even structured. They can't even tell you what policies have been passed since October 7th in terms of Israeli security. They have no idea what the hell they're talking about. Here's the issue. Do you honestly think that these Islamist countries whose asses you all kiss are going to be nicer to you than anybody else over there? You're so busy trying to lie prostrate before these Islamist nations. For what? What is the purpose? Do you realize, and I agree with Tommy Robinson, when you have Israel falls to jihadism, everybody's going to fall to jihadism. Is it better to have an ally over in the Middle East to take care of some of this stuff so that we don't have to send our loved ones to do it and expend more resources to do it? Or would you rather us just have to all do it ourselves over there and here? It's a strategy that is realistic in the realistic world in which we live. I would love to be high as a kite as some of these jokers and buy into the kittens and sunshine BS that we don't have to do any of this stuff. But guess what? We don't get to control all of the variables. It just blows the mind. Our partners that help bring you the program, it's our friends over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service that is in existence. Patriot Mobile not only protects the things that you vote to protect at the ballot box, but they also give you great coverage, reliable nationwide coverage with access to all three major U.S. networks. There's no compromise on quality for your values. They have unlimited data plans, mobile hotspots, international roaming, device protection, internet backup to stay connected, and it's so easy to switch. You can keep your phone or in your number or upgrade and get entirely new everything. Change your number and don't tell anyone. It's up to you. Fast activation by their 100% US-based support team right from your house or office. You don't have to go into brick and mortar. You can stay comfy in your sweats if you want, or just, you know, chill at your desk before you leave for work. Get it all switched over. Nationwide coverage, it's fantastic. And veterans and first responders, you get 15% off your bill every month. Switch over to the cell phone service that I've used for over a decade, patriotmobile.com/Dana, or you can call 972-PATRIOT. And don't forget to use promo code Dana, because when you do, you get a whole free month of service. Switch today, patriotmobile.com/Dana, promo code Dana, 972-PATRIOT.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/IHEART for 40% off. Terms apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, a flooded outfield results in criminal charges for two Maryland... So, a field got flooded? What?
These firefighters did it intentionally, apparently.
Why?
I don't know, but it causes a lot of damage, and they got charges for it.
Over 3 minutes, $1,000 in damage, and they had to cancel games. And... Why did the two firefighters that did it? So now everyone's like, should they go to jail? Should they just be fined? They should be fined, yes, but should they go to jail? This seems pretty serious. Tacoma police seized 89 pounds of meth. That's a lot of meth. In addition to that, they also had 166 grams of fentanyl, 33 grams of heroin, 410 grams of cocaine. That's a lot of charges. They said it was one of the biggest narcotics seizures in their department's history. It's crazy. Trusted Media is at a new low, 28%. That's not really a shocker. Definitely not a shocker. I don't think maybe diseases have a lower. Yeah, exactly. And let's see, we'll stop there because we got more in store. POTUS has laid down the law for Hamas and more. Stick with us.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back.
with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Not able to catch all 3 hours of The Dana Show? Subscribe to the full podcast and get news and laughs delivered in short, easy-to-digest episodes. Ideal for your busy lifestyle on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
And when you need 60 votes, the point of that is bipartisanship, negotiation. All right, you need 8 Democratic votes. Okay, how do we work together to keep the government open? Republicans, for the first time in modern history, have chosen not to negotiate.
So Bernie Sanders is saying that for the first time ever, Republicans aren't willing to negotiate. I don't know why he's saying that, because this is a bill that they've voted on for a million different times already. They voted on this bill so often. It's ridiculous. It's this just the CR that they voted on when Biden was in office. I mean, it's literally the exact same levels of spending under the previous administration. So, and then the House already passed it. They don't have anything with which to negotiate. That's pretty much it. So I don't know what he's talking about. So goofy. This is so ridiculous. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. Chats at Rumble, Channel 347. DirecTV is the stream. So I want to switch gears here. There's a couple of things. Oh, where do I want to start? There's some things I didn't get all the way through. Okay, let me touch on this one real quick. And then we're going to talk about Portland here coming up. New York Times. This came out just a little bit ago, well, this morning. Here's the headline. Mamdani says he would phase out New York City's gifted program for early grades. He wants to get rid of the gifted program in public schools. How do we feel about that? You're thoughtful, Kane.
Well, I mean, that seems to be one of the very few actual useful programs in public school. Not good. Mm-mm. Not good.
He says that if he's elected, he's going to replace the program. He says it's a symbol of segregation in the schools. It's bigoted. He says it's just gifted classes, gifted programs. You can type whatever you want. They're just bigoted. It's about segregation. Because apparently, I guess he says that he doesn't believe that minority students are smart enough.
That's super racist, number one. Number two, when my kids were going to school, they essentially looked up to being able to get into the gifted program, right? Like they worked towards that goal because they saw the benefit and what these kids were able to engage in and the type of learning that these kids were having. It actually inspired other students to be better. So I don't understand why it's like our progressive tax system. They penalize you for being better or earning more. And it's the same here. Why would you take away those who could outperform what public school offers? Why would you take that away?
It's a million-dollar question. Million-dollar question. The problem, and I think you just highlighted something that's incredibly important in terms of the reward that you get as a student when you get into some of these programs. And there are kids that these programs really serve. There isn't a one-size-fits-all learning approach. There really isn't. And the idea that he thinks that it represents some sort of inequality. Well, merit is unequal. You're never going to be able to erase the human condition. You're never going to be able to legislate away free will, ever. I mean, you can even pass laws about it, but people still choose to enact their free will even in ways that are felonious. So this thought that it somehow promotes division, you would rather punish the students who are capable and maybe need more invigorating work at the expense of those who don't, or at their expense, just to accommodate those students who do not. This is, it's just, it's so punitive. And it sounds jealous. It sounds jealous. It sounds like he's jealous of gifted students and he wants to take that program away from them because how dare they have that as an option? How dare they? Those kids. I did the gifted program when I was in elementary school. And there were certain points in my class when I would have to leave my class and go to a different classroom where there were fewer students and we did different work. And I always felt like I had more work to take home. And I actually was mad about it because I thought, I want to be able to do this. This looks more, this looks like it's funner what's happening in this in my classroom. It really did. Funner. It's more fun. Funnest. But there are students that it actually benefits because I could be quite disruptive if I get bored. So when I'm one of those, I'm that student. I can get, I'll get all my stuff done and then I'll get really disruptive. I need more to do. I have to, and it can't just be busy work. Like I need to, you know, and there are kids out there that are like that. And that's not a bad thing. And there are kids out there that are not like that. And that's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing to not be in the gifted program. And it's not a bad thing to be in the gifted program. The division that he is introducing is in how he presents it. He's immediately presenting it as it is something that is disenfranchising and that you are somehow being excluded. You are being wronged because you're not part of this program. That is one of the most uneducated ways to view this that I could ever possibly imagine. And I feel like anybody who approaches education with that perspective should probably be barred legally from being able to make determinations about children's education. That's just a horrifically dangerous thing to present that as such. Good heavens. Let's look at Portland. They arrested an independent journalist, Nick Sartor, yesterday. He was just literally there. What soundbite? Last night in Portland. What soundbite was this? The cut. I keep passing it. But he was arrested in Portland. He was attacked. So that's why he was arrested. He was there covering the riots in Portland. And then what ended up happening is they started attacking him and he defended himself and they arrested him because he defended himself. So this is a picture and there's video of him being attacked and all of that. There's a lot of cussing in it. This is one of the videos. This is the arrest. That's the arrest that you're watching. Cut 21. Yeah, this is 21. So he was this the ICE facility that's up there in Portland. You know, you have a bunch of leftists that are outside and they've been rioting and all of this. So he was covering it. He's, again, independent journalist and he licenses his footage out. They got surrounded by anti-ICE rioters and he was getting verbally threatened. He even posted last night that he felt like he could not defend himself because they would arrest him, which is true. And apparently Antifa jumped him and he was just an independent journalist and he had to defend himself so they didn't bash his head in and they arrested him. They arrested him and not the people attacking him. Hey, Kane, what is that the left says when they call Trump the authoritarian?
Right. Dictator.
So you can't even defend yourself from a bunch of Marxist knobs in Portland when they riot and attack you.
They're not strong enough to defend themselves, the Antifa and the anti-ICE people, so they need their police force to help. And Portland police is more than happy to support Antifa for some reason. It doesn't make sense to me, but that's what we've seen for the last couple of years.
I mean, goodness. So they, and he sent out, by the way, he was one of the guys who sent out Starlinks to all of like Western North Carolina when they had the flooding and all of that. He's like been around the country. They charged him. So they attacked him. And then the way that they try to reframe this is they're like, oh, well, we set a flag on fire and he put it out. They set a flag on fire, like, right by him on purpose with the hopes of catching him on fire. and he put the fire out. And they charged him with disorderly conduct in second degree because he put the fire out. What? That is absolutely insane. And then they assaulted him, knocked him into a flower bed, and I just, all he was doing, what ended up happening when, and this was from Bill Malugin, I think, had said this. Let me pull this up. Bill Malugin had tweeted, because he spoke to him after on the phone after he got released from custody, and he said he was only there shooting video footage, and then the federal agents maced the Antifa rioters because they were getting violent and they were starting to destroy property, and then they got maced and some of them started crying, and that was all in the video footage. And then they got mad at Sortor because he was there recording it, and they didn't like the fact that he had caught it on video that they were bawling after they had gotten maced, and they came after him and attacked him. He's not like the leftists who get out there and pretend to be journalists and then they take part in the riots, or like the journalists that pretended they were covering everything on October 7th, but then they literally were on the backs of Hamas's bikes and celebrating with them after. Yeah, there's a lot of video and photographic evidence of that. He was just there getting footage of these Antifa rioters getting maced, and they were crying, and then they attacked him, and then he gets arrested. That's where are all of the free speech purists? Where are all of the individuals who cry about the sacredness of the press? The free press is so sacred. Where are they at with us?
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Because some yes. people really deserve to
I am
to
against
get it.
The death penalty in all cases.
Well, I think
in all cases. And that's why I find there is a hypocrisy with certain Christians who are pro-life, but they will pull that electric chair switch. They are pro-life, but they have their AR-15s in their cabinet. They are pro-life, but they don't mind immigrant families being torn from each other. They are pro-life, but they don't care about little children's subsidies being taken away from them. That is not pro-life.
Right. I was just going to say, I'm Protestant. But
wait,
she
says that she's against the death penalty in all cases, but yet she endorses abortion. What do you think that is? It's so dumb. It's so dumb. She mentions firearm ownership. Firearms save more lives than they are actually taken in felonious hands. Defensive gun usage is greater than that by every measured statistic, even under Obama era, even under Biden era, than the criminal usage. So she doesn't even know what she's talking about here. If she was pro-life, she would be for Second Amendment. She would be for the Second Amendment. She would be for firearm ownership. If she was actually, you know, against the death penalty, she would be legitimately pro-life. But she's not. So that's really tricky there. How tricky? How interesting. Wow. She's not the brightest bulb in that box, that horrible, ridiculous box. Who watches that show? Who watches that show? I don't understand the appeal or the audience. Who watches it, Kane?
Other mentally ill shrews.
I just don't see how it is an attractive program to watch. I don't know. Maybe only like New Yorker, like rich New York Marxist women watch it. That's the only thing I can think of. Because I don't know in what way it's considered, you know, it's an attractive show in, or it's appealing in any way with content or otherwise. It just, none of it makes sense. So I don't know. We'll see. But it's just so stupid. I just get so bored with it. I don't even think when it first launched, that was when Barbara Walters left 2020, didn't she, to do The View? And then everybody watched it at first. And then it started kind of going downhill. And now I just don't, I don't even think that it's relevant. They don't, they bicker over everything. Yeah. And their pop culture stuff is miles wide and inches deep. It used to be a show that was more about pop culture than just politics, and that's shifted even. But these are like women who clearly do not have their finger on the pulse of pop culture. So I don't even know. That doesn't, yeah, it just doesn't make any, it's like Jimmy Kimmel. Like, why even keep him on? His ratings are so abysmal. Now they got it. Now, how bad does that look? Now they're stuck with him forever. They are stuck with that Titanic forever. They can't get rid of him now. Because he'll go, my free speech. And then it's just ridiculous.
It's literally every day they're flushing money down the toilet.
I'm for that. If they want to bankrupt themselves, yeah. Go ahead. If they have to pay that indulgence so their leftist rage mob doesn't come after them, I'm okay with that. I think that's fine. They can go ahead and do it. But the rest of us don't. The rest of us aren't going to. And I don't even think that. Notice how he's not even making headlines. He made 48 hours and that was it. That's how long that cycle lasted. 48 hours. Nobody cared after that.
Even fewer cared.
We don't even have any clips. I don't even have any clips of audio because he doesn't say anything that's like worth it. It's so sad. Couldn't happen to a better person, you know, couldn't have happened. Just tell you what. Make sure you go subscribe over at Substack, Chapter and Verse, because sometimes breaking news over the weekend, it'll come out there. And of course, Facebook and YouTube, like and subscribe. In the meantime, today in stupidity.
All right. It is Don Lemon.
He's your favorite.
Every day he qualifies, but we just sometimes don't get to it. But today we are able to. Juan Cut 15, apparently the greatest threat to political violence is white men radicalized to the right. Listen to this.
And what is it when they say a hit dog will holler?
Jeez.
And that's why I say Megyn Kelly and Glenn Greenwald, they don't want to talk about political violence.
What?
Because if they did,
they do.
They would have to face the truth.
They talk about it in the context of truth. You don't.
The greatest threat of political violence in America today is white men radicalized to the right.
What?
That is fact.
So
who killed Charlie Kirk?
In case you're wondering, Don Lemon is still always wrong and always hateful. So there's your update. On yeah. Don Lemon.
Yeah. Who was it that assassinated Charlie Kirk again? It wasn't a righty. Folks, that does it for us this week. Find us again, YouTube, Facebook, like, and subscribe. I will be back with you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.